रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 41 अथेतानि न सेवेत
अथेतानि न सेवत
अथेतानि न सेवेत
अथेतानि न सेवेत
बुभूष पुरुष क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो
राजालोकपतिर्गुरुः
अथेतानि न सेवेत बुभूष पुरुष क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो
राजालोकपतिर्गुरुः
अथेतानि न सेवेत बुभूष पुरुषो क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो
राजालोकपतिर्गुरुः
अथ
Therefore,
etani,
all these, na, never,
seveta,
come in contact,
bubhushuha,
those who desire well-being,
purushaha,
person,
kvachit,
in any circumstances.
विशेषता
स्पेसिफिकली
धर्मशीलः those who are on the progressive path of liberation राजा
द किंग
लोकपतिः
पब्लिक लीडर
गुरुः
The Brahmanas and the Sannyasis.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Therefore, whoever desires progressive well-being, especially kings, religionists, public leaders, Brahmanas and Sannyasis, should never come in contact with the four above mentioned irreligious principles. So please repeat. Therefore, whoever desires
progressive well-being,
especially kings,
religionists,
public leaders,
Brahmanas,
and sannyasis, should never come in contact
with the four above mentioned
irreligious principles. Purport. The Brahmanas are the religious preceptors for all other castes, and the Sannyasis are the spiritual masters for all the castes and orders of society. So also are the king and the public leaders, who are responsible for the material welfare of all people. The progressive religionists and those who are responsible human beings are those who do not want to spoil their valuable human lives without refrain from all the principles of irreligiosity, especially illicit connection with women. If a Brahmana is not truthful, all his claims as a Brahmana at once become null and void. If a sannyasi is illicitly connected with women, all his claims as a sannyasi at once become false. Similarly, if the king and the public leader are unnecessarily proud or habituated to drinking and smoking, certainly they become disqualified to discharge public welfare activities. Truthfulness is the basic principle for all religions. The four leaders of the human society, namely the sannyasis, the brahmana, the king, and the public leader, must be tested crucially by their character and qualification. Before one can be accepted as a spiritual master or material master of society, he must be tested by the above-mentioned criteria of character. Such public leaders may be less qualified in academic qualification, but it is necessary primarily that they be free from the contamination of the four disqualifications, namely gambling, drinking, prostitution, and animal slaughter. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Athaitani na seveta Bhubusha Purusha Kvachit Visheshato Dharma Shilo Raja Lokapatir Guru. Therefore, whoever desires progressive well-being, especially kings, religionists, public leaders, brahmanas and sannyasis, should never in contact with the four above mentioned irreligious principles. Now, Suta Goswami further confirming, you know, this is, we have seen for the last few verses that these four regulative principles are being talked. Very, you know, again, we need to be told again and again, you know. So that's why they repeat. Krishna repeats, his representatives repeat. Because why, especially these four, if you see the whole ISKCON philosophy is standing on these four pillars, you know. If you, somebody wants to become part of ISKCON, he wants to become a devotee and wants to take diksha, initiation, this is the first requirement, you know. When the guru gives diksha, he just asks, what are the four regulatory principles you are following, you know, and then the person has to take a vow in front of all the Vaishnava community which is gathered there, and then he or she says that no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication and no illicit sex. Guru Maharaj, you know, whoever Guru Maharaj is, doesn't matter. Guru Maharaj may be, name may be different, but the principle, the tattva is same. So again, you know, the society, in the society we get this question every day. Why you guys are so, you know, adamant on this? How does it matter? And we have seen that it matters. Parikshit Maharaj is also saying the same thing. Dharma is also saying the same thing. Suta Goswami, who is narrating Bhagavatam, is also saying the same thing. And they are not saying because they want to, you know, push people away from Krishna consciousness, isn't it? Sometimes you do something so that people are not attracted to you anymore, you know, so you say, okay, to push the people away. No. This whole process is the process of purification, you know. Because if you don't do these four things, at least these four basic things, then you are in trouble. No matter how good you are in Sanskrit, no matter how many shlokas you remember by heart, you know, and then you rattle like a machine gun, somebody asks you. You have seen this, you know, there are some organizations who stress on remembering, you know, memorizing all the shlokas. And as a showpiece, you know, whenever something is there, they'll just call these people and say, okay, chapter 1, Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter 1, and then that person will start immediately, you know. Atato brahma jigyasa, you know, like, because just you memorize. You can memorize anything in the world, right? We can memorize mantras, or we can memorize some demonic tantras, you know, whatever. We can do that, but if you do it just for sense gratification, just for getting some name and fame, just for being known in the society as a very pious man, you know, he knows all the mantras and, you know, wears dhoti and so many varieties of misconceptions are there in our society. Very few people are looking for purity, you know. They are not bothered. As long as the person who comes gives some mantra, you know, takes some donation, or as somebody said, some people say, you give me cash and I will give you ash. You know, producing ash from nowhere, and then, you know, people pour money. So we do not want to do that, and that is not recommended. You know, we can see here, you know, we are not talking because, as I said, we are not talking because, oh, ISKCON is something very high and pure and, you know, then they are preaching everybody. No, we are just trying to tell that please, for God's sake, follow the scriptures, you know. If you are talking about scripture and you are not following the scripture, then it's just like, you know, lip service. And we are not interested in lip service. It is one of the only organizations which is giving education to people to become God conscious, Krishna conscious. You know. And then, once you are in, for example, in some places, you know, you get the diksha. One place, the diksha is given like this, you know. There is some few hundred people sitting there. And this Swamiji comes on the stage and he has a, you know, Achman cup with water. And he says, just repeat after me, and then he gives one mantra and he just throws water on everybody. And he says, you are all initiated now. And the person proudly goes and tells everybody that I got initiated. I have taken Naam Diksha or whatever Diksha something. And then immediately after the program, they go to their parties, you know, like whatever party they are doing. Absolutely no connection between your promise to the Guru and what you are doing. Because Guru is not even asking. Guru is not saying, do you promise? Here I have seen so many initiations. The Guru says, this is the last chance for you. You want to step forward or step back? Now also, if you can't follow this, better don't accept. Just say that I am not ready, I will need some time, right? But if you are not, then if you are ready, then don't look back, you know. Don't start thinking that, okay, after some time, oh, why did I do it? I used to love my onions and garlics, you know, and the non-mentionables, but now I am missing. You can ask, you know, if you really want to know, you can ask some devotees who are there for 35 years, 40 years, and ask him, sir, or Mataji, or Prabhu, do you miss your chai, onion, garlic, Coca-Cola, chocolate, and so on, you know, and movies and everything? And then you will find out yourself what they say. You know. Because when we get some higher taste, we saw that, you know, earlier. Higher taste. Higher taste of prasadam. The higher taste of Bhagavad Katha. The highest taste of Bhakti Yoga. The higher taste of the nine Navavida Bhakti. When we get that, then everything else looks insignificant, you know. Just to give an example, you know, how it works. And I'm sure many of you have gone through that phase or are going through that phase. Because it's a continuous process. We started this Bhakti Vriksha which I'm going to start very soon, you know, the online Bhakti Vriksha. So this was in Bangalore, you know, when the first batch came out, and then we had about 13 groups at that time. Now there are maybe 200 or something groups in that city. So there was one scientist, he was working in ISRO, Space Research Organization. And his wife was also some professor or something. So they became a little interested, you know, they started coming to the temple, and then they started attending these Bhakti Vrikshas, and they had lots and lots of questions. Because they came from the background where, you know, everything was impersonalism and so on. So they had a lot of questions, and then the devotees answered those questions with grace, patience and compassion. So after about a couple of months, I was invited to one Bhakti Vriksha. No, I was the facilitator of one Bhakti Vriksha. Not leader, it's a servant leader, we used to call it. Now also we said servant leader, dasa. Because everything is done in the mood of service. So I went to that Bhakti Vriksha, and you know, then I was asking after the class, I was asking everybody, how do you feel? Because just few months old. So this Mataji, old lady, retired professor, she said, Prabhu, earlier I had a long lot of friends, you know, we used to have kitty parties and social gatherings and so on. She says, now when my old friends come, who are not devotees, I can tolerate them for about 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, she says, I start finding some excuse to request them to go, because what can we talk? If there is no Krishna Katha, it's only Gramya Katha, some politics, film, I don't know, what's going on in this family, that family. So it was like a very pleasant thing for me to hear, you know, that this Mataji is really, really progressing. So if in your case also, if you find that your old friends are not very happy with you, then the conclusion is that you are progressing. That's what the Acharya said, that you are progressing very nicely. And if you totally cut off from them, then you are really progress well. So, nothing to worry, you know, don't think that, oh, I'm missing my old association where you used to have, you know, some gossiping and nonsensical talks. Because if you remember those who are attending from beginning, that in Bhagavatam also a place comes where Narada Muni says that he says the place where no Harikatha is going on, where no discussion about Lord's pastimes are there, he says, is the place fit for crows, you know. It's just like in crows assembly, all the crows come together and then everybody starts cow, 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 you know. You can hear that sometime. So same way, if people are gathering together and, you know, they're talking something nonsensical, then that's just as good as assembly of the crows. So the difference between the crow and the swan, the hamsa, is that the hamsa, if you give him milk mixed with water, it removes water from the milk and drinks only milk. The same way, in our life we get so many things offered to us, right? We always get mixed spiritual and material things. So we should act like a swan and, you know, separate them and just reject whatever is not required. So the same old formula. Whatever is favorable for your progress in Krishna consciousness, adopt it and be firm in that. Dhrada nischaya. Okay? And whatever is not favorable for your progress, whatever is an obstacle in your progress, just reject it. And again, be firm in that. That's very important. Not that, you know, today you reject it, tomorrow you accept it, day after you reject it, then you accept it. No. Reject it and be firm. And then you see yourself. Nobody can stop you from your progress. Nobody. Because Krishna also sees, you know, it's like, you know, the water has become clear, so now you can drink. Drink and, you know, quench your thirst without any problem. Okay. So, I hope again you got something new today from Bhagavatam. And thank you very much. I'd like to stop here and hopefully we'll meet tomorrow. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.